Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica, our birthday girl. Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you so much. I'm older and wiser.
I'm not sure I'd admit to either. So.
Well, we got to grab something.
I'm up for that. I'll grab anything. Make it stand still long enough. I've been locked in the house too long, I can tell. tonight's show, integrating more of your soul, and this is, wow. Oh, we have an interesting couple of months coming up. Well, even month. I'll go with a month. So going through lots of changes. And show dedication. I really wanted continued support for Earth and all those impacted by the amazingly violent weather patterns in the South and the Midwest, for Japan and the Pacific. Most of all, Mother Earth and all the realms, animal, fairy, earth spirits, elementals, dolphins, whales, everything is rising up and reaching out, and we really need to pay attention and send our light and energy to everything now, not just to the earth and to the humans, but recognize that we're working with a total system. They are reminding me daily. I think I opened that secret door. I don't know what happened. So let's talk about these eclipses. I know you probably had Deb on your program, but this is just some stuff from, I didn't write his name down. The Earth Keeper, whatever his name is. I'm so sorry, because I know he wouldn't appreciate that. You can tell my dogs are having a fit, too.
They're trying to tell you what the name is, can't you?
Yes, I know they are. Tiburon. I just got it. You were right, Veronica. So, okay, let me just... I know they want to be on radio.
They want to sing opera, that's what they want.
Oh, Lord. So, just a couple of pieces. From there, entering a 30-day period, June 1, important shift completions, changes to Earth and mankind. Oh, man. It's going to complete many of the movements and truth that began months earlier, release of old energy scenarios, situations and relationships that are no longer in resonance with the new Earth. Will occur in macro and micro, globally and individually. I do feel,
that's,
and I'm
a bit
sure
you, scary, isn't it?
Well, yeah. It just feels like when I look at it energetically, I look away and I think, oh, crap. The group movements in North Africa, Middle Eastern governments are part of this winds of change. Individuality, that relationship sabbaticals will increasingly occur, and that you will be severing ties, some temporary, some permanent, with those that carry energies that are without judgment and compatible with your own. In other words, we're going to have some people popping out of our lives. And I don't know about you, but my level, I am finding, honestly, my level of tolerance, I am so filled with compassion in most cases, but those that have continuously stayed in the same groove without really wanting to make any quantum shifts, I really am low in patience. I'm not talking about any of my clients, you guys, so for everybody that's listening, I'm not talking about any of you. I'm talking about people that are in my direct life.
I think I feel like that, too. Yeah. Yeah, I do, actually.
And our big thing is to release them in love. So the eclipses are a time to look inward, heal, release, and restructure. Fine-tuning with focus on the self. And These are also ascension catalysts and triggers. Three occur actually 50 days apart. So we've got June 1, June 15, and July 1. I have never actually seen them this close together before. Not boom, 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 but, you know. And then in between all of this, on the 21st, is the summer solstice. And, you know, I really... So we've got all three. I mean, at least they're spread out over a month. But this is going to affect everybody and everything. And I don't... Have you been feeling the energies ramping up already for this? I have.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel energies all over the place right now. And, yeah. I don't know if it's ramping up for that or just that there's a lot of rambunctious energy going on. I get aches and pains and funny things, and my face is bright red sometimes, and I don't know what's happening. Heat running through my body. Do you ever get that? It's not. It's like hot flashes,
well,
but it's not. It's like really big surges of heat.
Yes, and I have a lot of clients that are having this as well. I get... You know, I don't want to go into detail on the radio here, but where I am feeling it the most, and I had an extraordinary situation for me because, you know, I'm a workout nut, and I love to challenge myself, and I just think it's all kinds of fun. And, of course, I'm reminded often by all my friends, you know, that I'm not a kid anymore, which makes me even more determined. And, again, I think I'm an ET. I'm just freakishly strong. And I had a complete undoing of my entire, I mean, literally my entire spinal column, my ribs. And this has been coming and going, but this came in so strong. I had bruises popping up on my shoulders from the inside.
Wow, that's pretty scary.
I had so much compression in my ribs that I couldn't breathe. My clavicles, my chest bones above my breast, my shoulders, my arms, I have never, and my neck, I had to sleep sitting up in my chair that I have in the healing room. I couldn't even lay down. And I still managed to work, which, you know, because I'm such a nutcase. I just had to breathe real light.
So it lasted all day or 24 hours or what?
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no. This went on from, it started at the end of last week. It has gone the entire week.
Oh, my Lord.
Uh-huh. And I found that it was triggered by seeing certain family events and so on and interactions. But what was fascinating to me, we all recognize the chiropractors that I work with who do body talk and whatnot, that when I plow through something, I seem to hit it so hard that I'm in there almost every day because it is just so unbelievably painful, and I really have no choice. And I really don't prefer to do this. So I said, look, guys, you know, I happen to be talking to the two of them at the same time. I said, let's see if I'm doing martyr because this is, like, ridiculous. And so they both tested and went, no. And I'm like, oh, great. This means I'm an idiot. At least if I was a martyr, I could work with that energy. And so they went on to say, no, this is just you tend to move through these big energies and big blocks, and so I'm very clear that this is obviously my higher self and my soul have their own idea, and some part of me, obviously, the lower part of me, must have agreed to all this, and this was the whole reason for the subject tonight's show, because as we've been working with all of this, it's really been interesting to see how it's been integrating and the different things that have happened to me during the week that have been just very surreal. So where I actually had witnesses to them, it was kind of funny. So let's just finish, if we will, here, some of this stuff, because I know everybody wants to know. The June 1 is a partial eclipse. It's about release, cleansing, releasing old energy patterns, and even patterns that may be ingrained or hidden. The second one, healing through acceptance of facing the challenge and being true to self. That's on the 15th. July 1st is strengthening and completion of the new you, not only visualizing the attributes and events you wish to create, but taking requisite action steps forward to manifest them. And so I really like this. Like I said, you guys can go to the Tiburon website. This is his latest piece, and it's about the triad energies of these three major events. And, of course, the midsummer solstice is the amplification energetic flow of all of these. And it also calls forth the gateway for the 11-11-11 opening. And so tell me about what you've been going through. I'm just curious, Veronica, in terms of the energies you've been experiencing.
I feel some really odd pulses. See, I'm kind of accustomed to this. I don't usually talk about it very much, but my body got really uncomfortable, and I have to kind of hobble around, and then I'm fine. It disappears as quickly as it comes in. Last night in bed, my right side was having these amazing waves and pulses. And funny thing was, I took niacin, and I thought I was going to explode. I could not believe it.
And what made you take niacin, Veronica?
Because I couldn't sleep, and quite often it makes me sleepy. So I was
right after it makes you very hot, right?
Yeah, except the problem was I didn't think about the pulse thing that was going on my right side, and I thought, okay, I'm about to dissemble, so I'm here trying to be nonchalant as I'm buzzing and sweating and prickling and my right side is pulsing. I didn't put the two together till it happened, you know.
Oh, you are too cute.
I'm so bizarre sometimes, but I'm sort of accustomed to talking to things that happen in my body and getting them to... But anyway, Jackie, it's been very erratic for me, and my face keeps getting really red, and it might be because we've had a little dollop of sunshine, which is so rare here. Doesn't know how to handle it, right?
I don't think it's sunshine, honey. I think we're getting a tremendous number of energy downloads, and I think that, again, I think this really is part of this whole integration process, and this is why I've been so fascinated by it.
Well, wait, I said to you, I'm getting these heat things that are not like hot flashes, which we both had, but they're very, and you said your clients are getting those too, because they're really weird.
Yes.
Yeah. They're like burning out old stuff, I think.
Yes, and I get them in the breath.
Mm. I get them along the spine a lot.
Interesting. Well, nervous system, which would be normal for you.
Yeah, that's the Gemini thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And even though I have a Gemini ascendant, I don't tend... So normally to run it that way, I've decided there's nothing normal anymore. Normal is just not even, I'm throwing normal out of my vocabulary.
Well, in the wintertime, I was doing a lot of saunas because we have a far infrared sauna. And for a while, I thought, oh, some of that heat got stuck in my body and it's trying to get out.
You need to
but
get outside.
But I don't think it works that way.
No, darling, it doesn't. So, Lauren Gargo and you all who have signed up for Squirrel's wonderful pieces that she sends out, she sent this out, it's Think With Your Heart, the Phases of Embodiment. For any of you that don't get them, you can go to www.thinkwithyourheart.com. And again, it's called the Phases of Embodiment. It's right there on her website. Click on it and print it out, whatever you want to do. I've just got a couple of pieces out of here because I sat with this as I was going through a lot of physical discomfort all week and giggled and giggled and giggled even though I was in pain. And as you know, doing what we do for a living, we can't take pain pills. That isn't even an option.
No.
Okay? You cannot take a pain pill. And I have found that, you know, I can do maybe bare aspirin or Excedrin. Anything else is just not happening. And
Well, I never would take one for this sort of thing anyway, because you think something's going on, right? Something's changing.
Well, you know that something's changing. It's just for me that the pain was so unbelievable that it was difficult to function. So I was looking for some release of pain. And that's thank God I do a really good job with amnesia. I'm sorry?
I said, are you strong?
Oh, yeah, I really am. I need to get over that one. So she goes on through this thing, and she's talking about joining the worlds of the spiritual realm to the physical one and integrating more of the visceral-based understanding of that, which in the interim can feel both real and surreal at the same time. Our physical bodies are coming to understand what our minds have known for years. In essence, which I loved, because, you know, even for those signs that aren't incredibly mental, I do not mean that as a slight to anyone, but having the Gemini ascendant and you being a Gemini, we both understand this Gemini thing. We tend to be very, very mental.
That's changing.
Yes, and but getting the body to catch up with it is really was an interesting statement to me. She went on to talk about putting down, laying down our ego, and I no matter how icky, ugly feels, we have a tendency to fight for its survival because the pull to resort to the familiar is so strong. And we find it almost impossible to refuse its lure. The hilarious part that everybody thinks that everybody else is ugly is uglier than theirs. When in duality, the only ugly we can see is our own. There's definitely a movie waiting to be made there. But she goes on to talk about, which I just really loved, and I just printed out a little sentence here and there, that in essence, our spirit body and our physical body, you know, we've been kind of bouncing back and forth between the two, which Lauren always goes to. That's the reason she's gained 30 pounds. And actually, there are a lot of people out there that overnight, you know, right about, what, 6-7 years ago, popped up 30, 40 pounds and didn't know where it came from and could not get rid of it.
Hmm.
And I've had some of them as clients, and we've done some interesting stuff with weight reduction, but boy, but she talks about it as a unification process, and I really feel that that's what we're doing. Our spirit body and our soul are trying to integrate in. And I love what she says here, that our cells begin to take on or mutate to align with a higher vibrating source, which perfectly describes what you're going through.
Hmm.
This is a law of resonance in action, a process by which a higher vibrating body of energy will automatically cause a lower vibrating body of energy to match or align with its frequency, think tuning fork. And what's been so fascinating to me is that's really what I've felt, I literally felt in different parts of my body was like a giant tuning fork, only it wasn't a pretty one. You know, those little pretty ones. It was big, some big giant, you know, cereal tuning fork that they'd poke into a shoulder or whatever. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, I thought we were the tuning fork and our little legs are the tines, you know.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. No, I we're getting some outside help here. But she goes on to talk about the tightening process, which I thought was very, very interesting. And the fact that we've been inhabiting the two separate blueprints simultaneously, the human and the divine. Okay? And, you know, all of this, I mean, as like I said, I sat with this piece all week long going, yeah, okay, all right, I'm with her. So in essence, if we're integrating and integrating and integrating more in a very quick fashion, we're going to have a lot of physiological symptoms. And I've been aware that my heart chakra and second chakras are going through some amazing transformation. I have no idea what it is. Obviously, I've been isolated so they don't let me on the street while I'm going through this because God knows what I do.
Got to change from the inside out, right?
Yeah, well, they're not letting me loose. thank God I've got a sense of humor about all the physiological stuff I've gone through, because as I look at it from a larger perspective, it all makes perfect sense, which shows you how sick I am. So anyway, she goes on to say, we're dissolving a version of ourselves that's outworn while simultaneously morphing into a spiritual adult. Well, of course, that would make absolute sense. Where masculine matter and divine identity and feminine antimatter merge into sacred union. So the seven sisters of Pleiades, she quotes this, the remaining months of this year will enable you to temper a balance between the old world and the new. If you will be a transition, it will be a transition of epic proportion, and we assure you that you would not want to rush this process. And I'm living proof, okay?
The process is rushing us.
I've had some things happen this week that were really bizarre, and I would have this overwhelming feeling just to put my hands over the computer screen that I would be able to read all the emails, because I have right now like 2,000 emails on there, on just the one, the one website, and on the other one I've got, I think, 5,000. And I thought, but this is really not coming from ego, because I haven't really been in out of pain long enough, too. But it's been really interesting to me that this sensing that I could just access all the information and send healing and do whatever I needed to do just by putting my hands on it. And, I haven't had time to really play with this, except that I've had this overwhelming feeling to do it. So the other day, I'm in the chiropractor's office, and I'm leaving, and there was a woman in there with children. I wasn't really paying any attention. As I walked out, at least, what Dr. Pace said to me is I don't even remember doing it. This is how weird it is. I walked up to this little boy, put my hand on the back of his neck, and continued out the door without saying a word. They were going in to see Dr. Greenwalt, the other chiropractor. When they went in, the boy had been healed. And they came in specifically for him. And I kind of love this story. I was like, what? And he got that they needed to go see Dr. Page, but he didn't know why. So he hauls them over. As it turned out, because Dr. Page had witnessed this and he actually saw the healing take place, I had no idea. Barely remembered seeing them in the room. I didn't really remember touching him. And I thought, well, what that does then is open up the possibility, a doorway to us now operating from a higher perspective, and this will be my excuse, by the way, and doing things that we may not remember afterwards.
Uh-oh, jiggers.
I kind of loved it, because I'm really not telling the story to elevate myself or say, aren't I great? What I'm saying is, that would imply that something else is coming through me, higher aspect of myself. We could say it's the ET. Well, we could say a lot of different things. But the indications are, especially with the physiological stuff, that we are integrating more of who we truly are. And the discomfort that so many people are going through, God knows, not just me, with digestion, with hormones, I don't know about you, but my hormones have been from here to the moon and back.
Mine have too.
Oh, thank God I'm not the only one. And I went in to pick up supplements from my homeopathic MD, and I said, you know, I don't know about the hormones. I haven't been taking them. I'm not testing right on them. And so two of them went back and met with him and talked with him, came out and said, double up. I said, double up what? They said, you're not taking enough. I said, I'm barely taking any. They said, no, you're to take, you used to take one a day, you're now to take two a day. One in the morning, one at night, and you're not to change that level at all because blah, 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 blah. And I said, are you kidding? I will be a flotation device. Okay. My boobies will be a flotation device. Okay. When they say man overboard, it will be me that they throw out there. And so I thought, well, you know, I have to go with that and, you know, try it for at least a month or so and see if he's right. But I think that these variables, and even though I get kind of concerned because I tend to be more on the conservative side, believe it or not, I know everybody listening will find that hard to believe. But I do think that we're just going through so much shift all the time. It's really hard to know what to do. Because today you may be able to eat this, tomorrow something totally different may resonate. Are you running into that as well? Or
yes,
is your diet?
I am.
Oh my God, thank God. I didn't think you'd ever get there, Veronica.
I just am suddenly, a lot of what I do doesn't work for me. And I'm blaming the fact I ate two pieces of rhubarb pie, but I'm sure it isn't just that one thing.
No.
Things are just not right for me right now. So I'm glad you're saying that because I'm going, I just need to go back into muscle testing and start at the beginning. And that's hard, isn't it?
Well, I think you have to do it basically for everything you ingest every time. That's where I've come to.
Yeah, I may not take niacin again.
No, that probably was not a good plan. And
I love it because I'm such an experimenter, and I thought, okay, I might just die with this.
Well, not a good plan. Well, again, you know, you could have called me because I would have been right there with you.
I just called you, and you would have picked it up osmotically, and there we both
were. Yeah, probably, as I'm floating around the room. I think that as we're going through these very... And I'm sure for all of you that have tuned in tonight, you know, listening to both of us, knowing that we're both healers, I'm sure you're laughing, ha-ha, at all of this because we're supposed to be in the know. But understand that this is a universal thing. We are, and a global thing, we are going through massive shift.
And I have to tell you, I'm a lot more sensitive than I've been.
Oh, I would agree.
That's probably just a niacin reaction as well, because I love it.
Baloney.
No, I mean, normally I love it, and I'll take a whole bunch of it, but I'm probably not going to touch it right now. I'm going to have it cut a wide swath around it.
I don't really think it's really necessary at this point in time. I would say that you got enough action going on without anything to spark it up.
But I think it's interesting to be a lot more sensitive about something than I was not very long ago. It's like incredibly more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
got to be a good thing, right, Jackie?
I think so. I know that, I mean, everything I'm taking, I'm testing everything constantly, craving live food, craving, you know, vitamin, mineral rich foods, you know, and I'm a person that can eat the same thing 2-3 times a day every day. I haven't been able to do that. My body is craving certain things that it needs right now.
Hmm.
And I'm finding it very, very interesting. And I'm just observing going, but all right. My son comes over almost every day and checks my refrigerator. And he's going, what's this? I'm like, I don't know. Let's try
it. So what are you eating?
Fresh ground peanut butter, something I never have on celery. lots of fresh vegetables, kale. I'm doing chicken, but I can eat very, very little of it. I mean, really little of it, even though I'm an O and I need a lot of protein. But I just barely can get it in.
Hmm.
And but
well,
we live
on kale and stuff.
Right. Well, then, I mean, you definitely understand. I need live food. I can feel it. My body is screaming at me, live, live, live.
Hmm.
And life enhancing. And so I think, you know, for all of you who are craving, some of you may be eating juicing. Some of you may be craving, you know, carbs, whatever it is, go with it. Okay. Let your body guide you right now. Because there are, as far as I'm concerned, there are no taboos, okay? We're going through too much of a change right now to be beating ourselves up over or trying to use an outworn yardstick at this point. Because there is no yardstick for where we're going. There absolutely isn't one. That I see totally. And I don't know about you, but my body is responding. If somebody walks in and they're angry, my bladder will literally, okay, release on the spot.
Oh, wow, that's interesting, eh?
And fascinating. I mean, I had to sage my whole, I had, you know, an American Idol thing here last night. You know, it's a big deal in our house. It's like, Lord. And
you didn't watch Oprah's last show?
No, darling. I'm working during the Oprah show.
It was on at 9 o'clock last night.
Oh, was it? Then I mean, well, I do have it set up for recording. But no, it was American Idol. That's like, you know, a god night here in this house, but with my son. And but I literally had to get up this morning and sage the whole downstairs. And which I was fascinated by, that I could not, I got up and I felt all this edginess in the house and so on. And until I staged, I wasn't comfortable. And I thought, oh, I don't want to be that sensitive. But I think we're going to be.
Yeah,
maybe
I am right
level
now.
Out.
I pick it up in my body. Not just my bladder, but my body.
Oh, no, the edginess, the, it was like being zapped with arrows of anger, also lots of animal stuff. And I do want to say to everybody, really pay attention to your animals. They have been taking on for you for so long that they may be at critical points. And so many of you are looking for remedies, help. A lot of people we'll send requests for animals here because of Iliani and Echo. And, you know, there's a whole group of wonderful beings that try to do what they can for the animals. But the message I'm getting back is it is time when everyone acknowledges it and really sits down with their animal. And they need to apologize as well and thank them for what they've done. Apologize that it took them so long to figure it out. Thank them for the service that they've given them, because animals have been doing this forever, but we haven't really acknowledged it. You know, lots of people have talked about animals taking on for people, but I'm seeing it happen really, really, really fast right now. Really, I've got two cases of cancer for animals this week that popped up overnight.
Did their owners or their parents have cancer?
No. No, not at all. It was where it was located, what it indicated. One was anger, and this is the second animal that has taken on anger. And the other one, the location of the cancer was about stepping forward. This dog is quite aged, but does not look at or act it. It was a rescue dog, so it was highly abused. I've worked with this dog personally in person, and so I'm very aware of what this baby went through, and it showed me pictures. It was really, So, but I'm really, you know, I'm paying real close attention to my little ones. Who are just fine. I do not bring them up in the healing room like I did with Millie. Millie's like me. She was a nutcase in terms of being in the energy. And but the little ones, it's too much for them. But anyway, pay attention to your animals. If they're not feeling well, work with them. Communicate with them. They will work with you. The animal realm is waiting now for us to communicate with them in ways that they, I mean, it's just time. Everything is really coming to life. I talked about it last week, but I've gotten so much information over this past week about what's going on that, you know, I'm treading very, very lightly, okay? I'm coexisting with water bugs and all kinds of stuff. I'm afraid to kill anything. I never did anyway, but damn. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lordy. It's getting to be kind of humorous. But, you know, I never have sprayers or anything for the house for bugs, and I'm in the desert, which usually has a lot of, but I just can't do it. So I try to have a sit-down with them when they start and kind of have an agreement. You know, you can come out when I go to sleep. So, Lord, anyway, I know all of you are, so many amazing things happening this week. A lot of you that are working with crystals and placing crystals in your home. A lot of this came up when we opened the Stargate and people were burying crystals and programming crystals. And I was talking to somebody today, and I had to tell them at the end of the session they had to go buy a new phone. The frequencies at their home and on their property were so high that it was like talking into somebody on another planet.
Oh, my.
And it's been getting worse and worse every time, but today the frequencies were at a whole different octave. And so what I'm
Do they live in the desert?
No. No, they're in Oregon. So what I'm telling people is really, what I'm really offering to all of you, that work with the crystals. Boy, I mean, if you're wanting to set the grids on the planet, you know, maps of the world, maps of certain areas or certain things, oceans, whatever it is that you're drawn to do, but also crystals on your property. This particular person is on a stream, so there's crystals in the stream and under the house and down the hill, but everything is coming to life. I'm telling you, like I've never seen it before. And when I can hear it over the phone, where they said, look, go to a good store. You've got to have a minimum of 6 gigahertz. There is no way. This will probably be our last conversation on this phone. And it was a landline. The other thing that Lauren Gorgo, think with your heart, said, and this was my favorite part, was the second phase is when the soul begins to experience itself in human form as if for the first time reborn. And you're going to have moments of feeling not only a higher sense of yourself, but you may have these soul moments. And they are so moving, they will almost undo you. Because there is a kind of sweet sorrow to the soul. It's different. It really is different. It's so moving that you kind of feel yourself almost shift outside of time and space. And the emotional body just feels overwhelmed. I don't know that I have words for it. I've had moments of it. Another person, Kathleen, who's been my dear friend, her daughter is the one that opened when I did. We talked with her the other night and had her on speakerphone. That night, I was in the cosmos with her all night long. Now, she is always, her whole life has been affected by music. Everything, the words, she knows the words to every song I think ever written. And everything is a message when she turns on the radio, does whatever. And her son, a brilliant musician, and she was toning into the cosmos. I mean, it was absolutely so beautiful. I woke up in the morning and I just went, oh, God, this is beyond. And I knew it was, I mean, there was no question in my mind it was her. It's part of her soul, absolutely. And the message was for her son who writes music, he does beats, and he's destined to be a major performer. And the message was, tell him not to do beats, but to do tone. That it's tone, and this is why when I play his music for someone, they're so moved. And they can't even define it. Absolutely cannot define why they're so moved. So I'm really, really fascinated. I think we're going to have some very exciting things. I would recommend that everybody buckle up. But... That I do recommend. anything else you would wanted to talk about, my darling, before I go into channel?
Nope, I'm dying to hear what the guides have to say about, the team has to say about all of these turbulences and changes.
Oh. Okay.
They don't experience them, do they?
Well, not the way we do. They observe, but they don't experience. They don't need to. God bless them. I don't think you can ask them, but no, I don't think so. Okay. I'll be back. Probably shouldn't be doing Arnold Schwarzenegger anymore. He's not the most popular man on the planet right now.
He's another one of revelation.
Yeah, another archetype bites the dust.
Exactly. There's a few of them.
All right, everyone. Well, we're glad that you're having a good time with all of this. Now, a lot of good things were brought up tonight. And every one of you, and we want you to remember, don't let the ego run the show here. These are not badges of courage. So for those of you that may not be having all of these symptoms, good for you. All right? There are some people who are religious about all the body work that they get and do this and do that. And many of them are not having a lot of body symptoms, but they might be having one that they're not used to have. All right? That they're not used to having. And we want you all to pay attention to who's treating you and how you're being treated. Pay attention to the people that you allow to touch your body. Because you are going to be incredibly sensitive right now. And you will be more susceptible to downloading from others than you've ever been, because you're all resonating right now at different levels, and many of you are just spinning all over the place. So we do recommend that you are careful about not running to this person and that person and so on without really paying attention, asking your guides for guidance. Is this the appropriate person for me to see? Even if it's somebody you've been going to for a while. All right? Are we in energetic alliance at this time? Is this the highest good for me? You ask first. All right? However you test it. The next question is it the highest good for the other person? Some people are able to clean their fields like this. Boom, 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 and they become very neutral. And those people are wonderful healers. All right? But they're few and far between. Be aware of that. Now, all right, what was your question, Veronica? You had a question. It's still burning. What is your question?
I wondered how, you just answered some of it, is how, first of all, how are you handling all these changes? Do you, in your realms, ever experience the turbulence?
Well, not in the way that you do, not at all. If you can think of yourself, you know, you've been referred to as a bubble of biology. Well, in a way, that's what you are. We're outside the bubble looking in. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Your experiences are subjective. Certainly, you've been in groups where no two people had the same experience. Right?
Yes.
All right. So your experiences, we've talked about this with you about family, subjective reality. Now, are things coming in? Are things changing? Are things coming up out of the earth? Yes. And are you integrating? Yes. Are you becoming more? Yes.
But sometimes it's hard because I feel other people's energy more right now than I have for a while, and I have always been extremely sensitive. So when we're talking about the new energies coming in, it gets, finally I'm like, oh, Lord, I don't know whether if I need healing or if I just need to integrate.
Well, all right. How are you handling it when you work on people with their energies in chaos? Many people are, by the way, going through a period of, it feels like chaos, energetically. How do you feel when you talk with them or go into their energy fields and so on? How is that feeling for you? Uncomfortable?
Sometimes it feels like nothing. You can just dispense with it. But sometimes it seems like we get flummoxed. It's hard to do that.
Sometimes what?
Sometimes it seems like I can just flick it away or just, you know, and it's not a thing. And sometimes it's just like you get stuck in it, and so almost like you're wearing it, and it's hard to get out. I have to move. Usually I dance, breathe, make noise, you know, make sounds.
You must be interesting to observe. All right. So
I don't have a huge audience.
All right, so we think that's wonderful, by the way, and that's a perfect way for you to deal with it. All of you have your own way. But if you find yourself in a situation where you're coming together with people and you notice all of a sudden the heaviness in their energy fields or their anger or their, however their own personal stuckedness is being translated, all right? Deal with it in whatever way you need to deal with it. But be clear that you may want to keep a bit of a distance from some of those people while they're going through, because they're going to have a hard time with their own integration process. You may be having a difficult time, but imagine theirs.
That's true.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So again, this is not about not being loving. It's about being loving to yourself. All right, taking care of you. This is going to be a primary focus. Primary focus, taking care of you. You cannot help and assist others unless you're taking very good care of yourself. The channel is learning this the hard way. She is learning it the hard way. We do love her. Kicking and screaming all the way. Now,
But it's not stable. It's like you think you can handle it a certain way, but it changes daily these days.
Exactly. It's more than daily, Veronica.
Momentarily, then.
Yes. It can change from hour to hour. It can change from quadrant to quadrant of the day. It can change radically. All right? So, be aware. Also, as your levels of sensitivity increase, your ability to feel these energies increases. So you're going to be vibrating higher, stronger, until you are able to hold these very high frequencies and it becomes comfortable. Now, that's going to take a while. You're not going to do that overnight.
Oh, darn.
You're not going to do it in a month either. We can tell you that. You are in a house of mirrors right now, so have some fun with it. Have some fun with it. Work with your guides. Work with your higher self. Work your chakras, people. We're seeing some people's chakras absolutely spinning like the tornadoes that you're experiencing in your South and Midwest. And then other chakras narrowed up and not moving the energy. Now, what that does is make the ones that are spinning at these huge volumes uncomfortable, creating lots of activity in the physical body, in that chakra, because the energy is not moving through the body like it needs to. You understand what we're saying?
Yes.
All right. Hopefully everybody else does too. So this is not a time to get lax on your chakras. We cannot emphasize that enough. Be diligent about cleaning up your energy field. All right? Because there's a lot of fear out there, a lot of chaos. If you feel you're just clean and you're just coming along and you're doing great, wonderful. Go back and double check. You don't want your animals getting sick. All right? If things are triggering you, bothering you, sit down and really look at why. What is this triggering within you? What is it? Either within yourself, which is always where it starts. Is there just a lack of compatibility for a very specific reason, or is it triggering some shadow part of yourself? Please be clear with that. Blame isn't going to go very far right now. All right? You've come way too far for that. Yes, there are going to be people that you may love them, but you may recognize that having them in your experience is not really for everybody's highest good. It's not for you, even though they may want to be there. But you can't be enablers anymore, people. Enabling people along in their old behaviors. It's counter to who you are. And it's going to become more and more uncomfortable physiologically, energetically. Now, for some of you who are in relationships, that's a problem. We recognize that. And we see where this is going to bring relationship issues up very strong right now. Not all relationships, Veronica, you and Robert are fine. Okay. There are other relationships that can be challenged, including with children. You have other questions?
I think it's almost time that we have to say goodbye. I have a million questions. I've been getting quite irritable with everybody, and it's hard to know who's me and who's them. And I know it always starts with us. But I think it's that change going on inside, and it's like Velcro when you get stuck in other people's frequency.
we're just going to give you a word of advice here. You have spent a lot of your life trying to make things work.
I have.
And you no longer can do that.
Ah.
All right. Therefore, the anger is now coming up and out.
Ooh.
And you're going to feel little conversations in your head, Veronica, of things you'd like to say to these people, but wouldn't dare.
We hope I don't dare, right?
Well, you might, but understand that for all of you, that these opportunities are going to be there, things and experiences. But a lot of the repressed stuff is definitely going to surface. This is why we're talking about different kinds of relationships that have worked in the past are not going to work now. They'll be too uncomfortable for you to stay in.
But it feels like you don't have time for it, doesn't it?
It's counterproductive. When they're ready, if they're ready, they'll come back into your life experience. But the frequencies and the resonance don't match anymore. And so therefore, when the two of you come together, your auric fields, there's these big sparks that are happening. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, actually. It does.
All right. We hope that helps you, because a lot of you may be feeling these things and having a great deal of difficulty. A great deal of difficulty. You're also going to be more aware of people's imprints, energetic imprints. They're going to touch something in your house. You're going to walk by it and actually feel the imprint on your piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a very interesting time for all of you. All right, Veronica, your shows.
Yes, next Tuesday night I'll have Peggy Black, who's doing sound healing, and also she runs a daily thing called Morning Messages on the Internet, and it's very uplifting. And next Thursday it'll be more about us and the shift and dealing with turbulence and call-ins, and at 7 o'clock Thursday night. Thank you.
All right, wonderful. We would love to work with you tonight if you're willing. For those of you that may be listening for the first time, if you call us in when you go to bed, dear team, I would love it if you would come and work with me and my higher self and my soul, my guides, to go through this integration process with more elegance and ease. To give me insights at what I really need to look at, where I really need to make shifts and changes. Rethink relationships and things that may or may not be working for me. Assist me in any way that you can. Not do it for me. We won't do it for you, but we will work with you to help accelerate in the most comfortable way possible. Right? not like the channel. And you'll wake up, and sometimes days later, ideas will pop into your head. I know I need to do this. Now, you have no idea where those came from. We do. We're not taking credit for it, dear ones. Please don't misunderstand. But that's the way all this works. We lovingly work with you in any way that we can to assist you, because we know the work that you're all going to be doing, and it's amazing. And it's showing up all over the planet. With so many of you that we've worked with, we are so excited, as are your guides. We love you. We encourage all of you in ways you can't even imagine. We applaud you. We support you. We're fascinated by you. And we send our total, complete, unconditional love to each and every one of you. And when little things happen, and little aches and pains and jabs and this and that, try to giggle. Try to giggle. Oh boy, I'm transforming. Not, oh boy, I'm, oh God, I'm dying. Oh boy, I'm transforming. Know that we love you, dear ones. Until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Are we on?
We are.
Oh, okay. Good night, everybody. We love you so very much. Veronica, I love you.
Me too. It's been fun tonight.
Hey, it has been. Remember, we're really all a part of each other. It cannot be any other way. We really are all one. Good night, everyone. I love to you and to you, Ronnie and Robert and Seth. Good night.
Good night, Jackie. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Bye.